It is my privilege to bring this Highways and Byways CD to you each month, and I do hope that you find it to be a blessing. If it isn't, then I'm missing the mark in this effort. Highways and Byways gets better with every suggestion that you offer. Every prayer request that you ask us to faithfully go to the throne room of God on your behalf. We improve with every spiritual question that you ask us to tackle. No matter if it's a tricky Bible verse or just a general spiritual question, all of these things add up to making us better. Oh, and I don't want to forget your positive testimonies either. We like to hear from you about how God has blessed you too. Last month, things slacked off a bit with contact from our listeners. So make it up this month with a double effort, all right? Email us, write, or call the 24-hour voicemail line and leave your thoughts, your prayer concerns, and your questions right in that voicemail box. Now, leave a first name or a CB handle and anything else that you want to say. We might even put a plug in for your own website if you have one, or your trucking company if you're an owner-operator. We're easy enough to get along with. Hey, if you want this CD sent to your home each month, we ask for a simple $3 donation to cover our expenses in getting it to you. And by the way, if you do decide to donate, not only will you receive the CD each month for that $3, you'll be sponsoring a free CD for someone else to be blessed at a trucking stop somewhere, maybe just like you picked yours up. Now, all the contact information's on the front of this CD, so give the voicemail line a call or email us, or even sit down and jot out a few words with good old-fashioned paper and pencil and send it off to our mailing address. All right, my friends. See you next month. And in the meantime, may the Lord continue to bless every good thing that you set your heart and hands to do.
Hey, I hear you won the chance to have God answer any question you ask.
Yes, I did.
What are you going to ask?
Why do your shoestrings only break when you're in a hurry? You know how that is. You're late for an interview.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
You can ask God anything. Why don't you ask him something profound, like what's the meaning of life?
I thought about that, but that was answered through King Solomon in the Bible.
Oh, well then how about, why do bad things happen to good people?
The book of Job answers that. I wanted to ask something the Bible doesn't address.
What about, what does God want you to do?
The book of John, chapter 6. I tell you, with all the answers the Bible has, reading it is like having God right there in your living room. The thing I didn't see addressed was shoestrings.
Oh, okay. By the way, stressful situations cause you to use excessive force. Thus, you break your shoestrings.
Fine. Now I have to come up with another question.
He will set you free. He will set you free. He will set you free.